The largest labor union representing Alaska Marine Highway System workers has a tentative agreement for a new 3-year contract with the state. The Inland Boatmen's Union of the Pacific and the Alaska Department of Administration reached the agreement last week after more than 6 months at the bargaining table. KTOO's Casey Kelly reports.
The IBU represents about 650 Alaska Marine Highway System employees. While the proposed contract does not include a pay increase in the first year, workers would get a 1% raise in year 2 and a 2% increase in year 3. Some employees would get additional increases to make their wages more competitive with other jobs in the maritime industry. IBU Regional Director Ricky Diesing says the union's negotiating team believes it's the best possible deal and is urging members to ratify it.
We fought for almost 7 months to get fair treatment for our members, and we believe that's what came out of this negotiation.
The state backed off a controversial proposal to change how the cost of living differential is calculated for ferry workers who live in Alaska. Those employees currently get an in-state salary adjustment based on Seattle wages. The state wanted to change the base city to Anchorage for all new employees hired after the start of the contract. During this past legislative session, the IBU and other maritime unions came out strongly against a bill that mirrored the state's position. The legislation, Senate Bill 182, did not pass.
We weren't willing to give up and allow future work to be paid less.
The two sides agreed to freeze the cost of living differential for the duration of the contract, meaning employees won't get any additional geographic adjustment as part of the negotiated wage increases. Administration Commissioner Curtis Thayer says the state is trying to keep the cost of running the marine highway system in check. The state operating subsidy averages more than $100 million a year, according to recent financial reports for the agency.
So when you have one sector of state government costing potentially $1 billion in less than a decade, then there has to be looked for savings. And any time that you're negotiating wages and benefits, that's one of them.
Last month, IBU members voted overwhelmingly to authorize a strike if negotiations failed. Thayer says that wasn't much of a factor in reaching the tentative agreement. Diesing says it was a show of solidarity, but the union never threatened a strike and had hoped to avoid one.
The bottom line, I believe that the state understood that they needed to come to an agreement to take care of their employees.
The state is still negotiating with the other two unions representing ferry workers, the Marine Engineers Beneficial Association and the International Association of Masters, Mates, and Pilots. Thayer says the state won't budge much from the deal struck with the IBU.
IBU has set the stage, and we're not going to differ for those other two unions.
The current contracts for all three unions expire June 30th. Now that IBU has a tentative agreement, Diesing says its members will continue working under the current contract. He expects a ratification vote to take place in the next 2 months. The Alaska legislature must approve the financial terms of the deal. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.